NPR science correspondent Joe Palca joins us now from our studios in Washington. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Alex.
You did such a good job yesterday talking about the winners of this year's Nobel Prize in Physics. We've invited you back today for chemistry, and the winners there are Roderick MacKinnon and Peter Agri, and they did work on how stuff like water and salts move in and out of the cells of our bodies. That's all I know about the chemistry prize this year, Joe. Please help me out here. Why is it important to get this stuff in and out of our cells?
Well, there's a good example of why it's important to get water out of our cells, which I'm sure you're reminded of every time your bladder tells you that your kidney has been working.
Uh-huh.
And because there are things inside cells, waste and other things that need to get out, and largely they're carried out in water, although this particular thing just lets water out. And they're also salts. I mean, there's a balance of sodium and potassium inside the cells, and they actually come in and out as ions, and they're important for things like nerve signals and stuff like that.
These two scientists, Peter Agri and Roderick MacKinnon, they were working separately. What did Mr. Agri do?
He tackled what's really been called one of the fundamental problems in biology, and that's this question of how you get a water. Obviously, I mean, it's a no-brainer. It comes in and out of cells. The question is how and what controls it. And he found that there was this transporter protein that actually carries the water, lets it go in and out. And more importantly, he determined the structure of that, which tells you on a molecular level how it's accomplishing it. And it has to do with the way the proteins fold up and open up and let the water through.
Okay, and Roderick MacKinnon?
He tackled a similar problem, but in this case it was the two ions, sodium and potassium, that he was interested in. And once again, after years of arduous work, he was able in 1998 to show that there is another protein that specifically lets in potassium but keeps out sodium so that the balance inside the cell stays proper.
You know, you keep talking about sodium, potassium. These are chemicals you're talking about, but it seems to me this easily could have been the Nobel Prize for medicine as well. Why is this a chemistry prize?
Well, that intrigues me too. I think it's a kind of a nice thing about chemistry that it kind of stretches across all disciplines, because you've got physical chemists, you've got inorganic chemists, you've got organic chemists, and of course you've got biochemists. And so this work would be considered under the term of biochemistry. So in that sense, it's still chemistry.
Joe Palca, NPR science correspondent and exemplary explainer of Nobel Prizes for day-to-day. Thank you so much for being with us again, Joe.
You're welcome. I hope you get somebody else for economics.